It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Just ahead, a conversation between a blue state liberal and a red state conservative.
Do you believe the West Virginia Republican Party in your state can really bring jobs to West Virginia?
I don't know if they can. I don't know that government can fix everything.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A new poll of West Virginia high school seniors shows that young people may not be tied to political politics as you might think. The poll was conducted by Inspire West Virginia, a nonpartisan organization that encourages high school students to be civically engaged, and 100 Days in Appalachia, a media partner of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Glynis Board recently sat down with Ashton Mara to discuss the results. Formerly a member of our team, Ashton is now the digital managing editor of 100 Days in Appalachia.
This was a poll that 100 Days and Inspire conducted in September of this year. And before we get into any specific numbers, tell us about the survey itself.
So, Glynis, this was a poll of about 800 high school seniors in West Virginia, and it was actually conducted through text messaging. So the questions were sent directly to these high school seniors' phones. We should say, though, that this is not necessarily a representative sample of West Virginia teens. Inspire helped recruit civics teachers to participate. So the students who took part in the survey, they weren't chosen at random. They're in the classrooms of civically engaged teachers in West Virginia.
Access to affordable health care has been a major issue this election cycle. We see Republican candidates across the country moving away from their message of repealing the Affordable Care Act. Do these students care about that issue?
They do. They really do. 61% of our respondents said that all Americans should have access to affordable health care, and that's whether they have the ability to pay for it or not. And that's actually more support than what we see nationally from Americans. A poll from the Kaiser Family Health Foundation earlier this year found that 51% of Americans support a single-payer system.
Okay. So what other issues did you find interesting?
Glynis, I thought it was interesting that 54% of these students support or strongly support a woman's right to choose whether they have an abortion. Then there's immigration. 43% support increased restrictions on immigration. 61% say they'd like to see their government increase regulations to protect the environment. That's compared to just 13% of students who oppose it. And when we asked about funding for public schools, you know, that system of government that these kids interact with on a daily basis, 42% of the respondents were neutral on whether the government should increase funding for public education.
Hmm. So as you collected audio with these students, you said you gave them some freedom to discuss whatever they wanted to. So I'm curious, when they didn't have restrictions, what did these students want to talk about?
More than anything, they wanted to talk about the difference between their generation and their parents' generation when it comes to politics. A number of these students said the difference is that their generation is more accepting, specifically to members of the LGBTQ community. You know, we went into these rural high schools and students kept saying, "I know someone who's gay," or "I'm gay," or "I'm an ally," and people should be allowed to love who they love. Drew Schneider at Preston County High School, her story was a really powerful one. You know, she says she grew up in a very conservative family where the word Democrat was like a curse word in her home. And initially, her parents could not accept the fact that she was bisexual. But she says over the past few years, things have changed.
They've slowly became a lot more accepting of people because they saw me as other than instead of like them. If anything, I think I've impacted them more than, well, we've impacted each other, but I really changed their minds on things. Like, they used to be a lot more conservative, but now they're a lot more accepting of people and their differences, and it's really nice.
So do these results mean anything for the future of West Virginia politics, do you think?
You know, I think, like we said, this is not necessarily a representative sample of West Virginia young people. But what the survey did find is that these students don't fit into those boxes that Americans think of when it comes to being a Democrat or being a Republican. These students overwhelmingly support the right for members of the LGBTQ community to get married, while at the same time, they think that the number of people who are immigrating to this country should be restricted. They just don't fit this national red versus blue narrative. So if the findings of this survey hold true across the board for this generation of young people, the future of the current major political parties is in doubt. That could mean that these parties will someday have to shift their priorities and shift their platforms to appeal to this generation of voters.
That was Glynis Board speaking with the digital managing editor, Ashton Mara of 100 Days in Appalachia. Americans go to the polls today, and the issues motivating them are wide-ranging. It's easy to forget that when we talk about how this race or that race could affect which party controls Congress. So, how are voters feeling? Cherry Glazer of KCRW in California hosts another episode of Red State, Blue State, our weekly chat between Trump Country and the Blue Bubble. This week, two listeners talk it out.
Linda Reif lives in Orange County here in Southern California. She identifies as liberal, but she's registered as an independent. And Linda, I also understand you're a music composer and a mom. Great to have you here.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Dina Thaxton-Sams is from Charleston, West Virginia. She's a family therapist and an evangelical Christian. And Dina, I hear you voted for Donald Trump in 2016, but that you really had to wrestle with that decision. So we want to talk with you about how he's doing in a minute. But we are very glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Linda, you're hoping for a blue wave in what has been traditionally red Orange County. What has been the biggest motivating factor or moment for you in this very long election cycle?
I have to say, most recently, the Kavanaugh hearings took a really huge toll on me. I went through something very similar to what Dr. Ford went through, and hearing her testimony really, it brought things out for me that I haven't thought about in years, like decades, actually. And honestly, I feel like it's affecting me more now than it ever did before in my personal life. You know, I would have to say that's definitely a huge one. And also all the immigration issues that we're seeing right now and the family separations that were happening at the border and that I've recently learned are still happening in some cases. And, you know, as a mother, that really hits home to me to know that these children are being torn from their families.
I do think we need to have some sort of control, but I also lean on the side of compassion. You know, we are the people that try to make room for people to come in. We want to show them what we have. We want to give and be compassionate to people. I don't think splitting families up is the right thing to do. Never did. It doesn't really matter what our law is. I would appeal to a higher law than that.
Midterm elections are often seen as a kind of referendum for whoever is in the Oval Office. How do you think President Trump is doing? How is your family, the people you talk with for work, how do they think he's doing?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure there's much of a reference for President Trump to measure it by. I'm sorry. I'm kind of laughing to myself. My daughter introduced me to a Netflix special where the comedian John Mulaney talks about the horse in the hospital. You know, instead of, he never says Trump in the White House, he says, there's a horse loose in the hospital. and so that's sort of how we kind of talk about it at our house. It's like,
meaning he's unconventional. He's definitely sort of outside
the
mainstream
idea.
As far as presidents are concerned.
We have no idea what's going to happen next because there's a horse loose in the hospital. It's
like, and anything's possible. Is that what you're saying?
Anything's possible. And we don't know. You know, maybe the horse will get on the elevator and go to the right floor. But it's possible that he could hit the wrong button and blew up the hospital. We don't know. I do think that my opinion is that lesser government will bring business and more economic development, in which we certainly need here. So I think there is some value in those sorts of policies that he may be bringing to us. Now, character, that's a different story entirely.
I like that horse in the hospital image, you know, but I would also ask, though, is that really the situation you want in government? You know, in terms of, you know, the economy, sure, there was a tax cut, but at the expense of increasing the deficit in our national debt by a lot, which is already extremely high. And I don't see that, you know, any of those policies have really helped our very local situation or my personal family situation. My retired parents' taxes went up, not down, with the tax bill. So, you know, the economy may be doing well now, and we may be having really low unemployment right now, but I don't see that that's going to last.
Linda, is there a question that you'd like to ask Dina about how she sees things playing out in her community, the issues that loom large for her and her neighbors?
Well, I would ask if your local leaders and, you know, your representatives in the federal government, like, do you really believe that what they're doing is best for your state right now, for its future and for the children? Like, do you believe the West Virginia Republican Party in your state can really overcome these issues and bring jobs to West Virginia?
I don't know. I don't know if they can. I'm not sure that it's up to government to make those kinds of things. I know they need to make the environment so it's conducive to that, but I don't know that government can fix everything. We need to develop here. We need to have industry come back. There are a lot of things that we need in the state. I'm not sure that five people that represent us in Washington can make that happen.
Dina, what question would you want to ask Linda about the political issues that loom large for her and her community?
Linda, what do you think is the biggest challenge happening for Southern California right now?
Climate change. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been in a drought that's lasted, I don't know how many years now. It's been many, many years. And we have wildfires here that they're worse than they've been. The environmental protections that have been rolled back recently, I don't think are helpful to us as a state. You know, luckily here in California, we do have very strict environmental regulations, probably the strictest in the entire world. I'm very proud of that as a Californian. And I hope that we can continue that. Although there are people in the federal government who want to, you know, basically stop us from being able to set our own environmental laws. So that, I think, is a big challenge for us.
That was Linda Reif in California, Dina Thaxton-Sams in West Virginia, and Cherry Glazer, host of Red State, Blue State. This is one of several conversations that we've been having, and we want to hear from you. What's the most important issue in your neck of the woods? Visit us at wvpublic.org to share your thoughts. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.